Welcome to House Seats Presents. We're finally back on our Monday regular schedule.
Yay.
It feels so much better to be on a regular schedule, doesn't it? Hi, everybody in the audience. Hi. Woo. And hi to our friend Tanya Farrens here today.
Hi, Bryce.
Very excited to have her here. We are starting the show with Tanya, and we are going to move on after that with Chris Phillips from Zoe Bowie. But first, I wanted to bring Tanya on. You know, one of the things that plagues every community, this is going to be difficult to get through. Oh, and you brought alcohol for us today.
It's a coping mechanism.
What do we have here, actually, before we start? What do we have here?
This is a home-infused honey clove whiskey.
Home-infused honey clove whiskey.
Have you tried it
yet? There's so much effervescence going on here. I just wanted to have a little sip before we talk. Mm. Oh, that's, you made this?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
I think she's replacing most of our alcohol.
I'd be happy to.
I think, Scott, we need an overhaul of our bar situation over here.
Let's fix it.
We're going to fix it. Hi, there you go. He says thumbs up.
Yay.
He had a little on the top of the show. So one of the things that plagues this industry in particular, and one of the topics we wanted to talk about because we're losing too many people.
Right.
Whether they're in the veteran community, whether they're in the entertainment community, we're losing too many people to suicide.
Agreed.
Or to accidental suicide. I lost a friend. I haven't seen him in a long time, but I lost a friend this last week, Nate, who had prescription issues, mm-hmm. and it was an accidental overdose. But, you know, and we lost a friend, Jeffrey, this week. We lost our friend, Joe, not too long ago, which we dedicated our show to. We brought Tanya on. We brought Tanya on to talk about losing her dad back in mm-hmm. September and how it has sort of, this loss has catapulted you to doing something about it. But more on, right, I wanted to bring at the top of the show to talk about what that loss meant to you in September and how in the beginning of it, for some of the viewers who are watching who have recently lost a friend to this problem and to this quiet way of going, so to speak, mm-hmm. you know, shed some light on that for people who are dealing with this right now and fresh from this.
Well, if you are actually dealing with a loss, if you're sitting there trying to figure out why it happened, whether you could have done something, for me, that was the hardest part. And I think for most people it is you feel guilty.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, what I should have done something. I should have said something. I should have noticed something. And when it's your own father,
yeah.
you know, it's, you know, there were signs. There were yeah. plenty of signs. He was in treatment for a great deal of time for his depression. My dad was a musician. Mm-hmm. My entire life has been entertainment.
Yeah.
Worked for Cirque and worked for Best. And even my own personal companies have always been entertainment based. So
right.
the thing that I love about the entertainment community is that it's vulnerable.
Yeah.
You know, people are emotional, they're sensitive, and they're authentic.
Yeah.
And
yes.
and my dad was definitely that. You know, he wore it on his sleeve that he was really struggling.
Right.
He has five kids. You know, we all in our own way.
So you're one of five.
I'm the oldest.
Yeah.
We all tried to help, but for me, and this is where I'm coming from, is that I had a hard time understanding how somebody just couldn't choose to be happy.
Right.
Because
right.
I'm fortunate. I'm right. very, very fortunate. I didn't know that I was fortunate, you know, until
yes.
I got to know Dad's depression.
Yeah.
But I've always been, look at the bright side.
Yeah.
You know, like, what's the big deal? Just, you know, I mean, life
yeah,
throws lemons at you,
it.
You know,
help,
make
yeah,
a lemon
right.
drop snow cone. But, you know, so I've always just kind of like, just gone with it. You know,
yeah,
like,
yeah.
And I would always be like sending Dad affirmations and positive notes. And
yeah.
I couldn't figure out why they weren't working
right.
until I finally started going with him to his treatments and learning about depression and the realities of what so many people are plagued with. I mean,
yeah.
it's an epidemic.
Yeah.
It's out of control. Our society is making it incredibly hard for people to be happy.
I think, you know, a lot of the culprits tend to be the ominous news or things
mm-hmm.
that even come into play. I know even looking out over this morning when you woke up, you know, the heavy cloud and the heavy, the fires in LA and all of those things that are bringing itself. And the challenge with our Valley is it sucks in all that. And I'm an energy person, as
mm-hmm,
we've talked
right.
about, you know, and I feel like the Valley kind of holds energy in. And then when the wind comes through, like it does, it just washes it right out.
I agree.
And today it's difficult because when you wake up and you see, you smell and you see what's going on, it gives you that, like, that much more that you need from other people. And so when your Facebook feed and we invite all of you to really pay attention to your Facebook feeds, because in this time of year right now where it's election, it's, you know, there's so much turmoil in the world, which has been going on. There's mm-hmm. just more prevalence when you have a Facebook feed and everyone has a camera to feel that the world is coming down on you and coming down in particular. And so I think that might also fuel into that. But as we're going to talk about, and we did a very poor introduction for Tanya at the time. Tanya worked with Cirque du Soleil and helped found Best Agency here in Las Vegas. So you've been around a lot of entertainers and mm-hmm. you've been around a lot of people. A kind word goes a long way. Mm-hmm. Our friend Brandon Nix posted on his Facebook page, "You is kind, you is important. You are meant for things, and you mean to share those messages with people every day." And we were talking at the top of the show, Andy and I were talking about, you know, when you get that nudge from the inside to send a friend a text message, mm-hmm. Someone you haven't talked to in a while, it really means the world to them to just get that going and just to keep those messages going. Don't let your texts and your Facebook feed just be about what you need to get here and there or a news piece you need to share. Send something out to somebody and call them out for being wonderful. Call them out for being fabulous. So mm-hmm. Tanya has started, in the wake of her tragedy, has started the Good Spirits Tour.
Right.
And we have it up on site. You can go to goodspiritstour.com. Mm-hmm. House Seats has recently helped sponsor part of this to get her out to communities. Tell everybody about the Good Spirits Tour, obviously how it started, but obviously why you've chosen now to do this. The world needs you now.
Well, originally it started because when I was suffering, when I was in deep grief yeah. from my dad, for whatever reason, I'm still in therapy, but I wouldn't tell my friends like yeah. that I was having those hard nights.
Yeah.
You know, I was, let's just be happy.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
be happy go lucky me
right.
so that they wouldn't worry or be concerned. But in lieu of that, I would call hotlines, you know, support groups and yeah. Suicide prevention people and talk to people that are feeling the same thing. Yeah. And by doing that, I got to recognize so many of them, if not the majority, are actually volunteers.
Yeah.
So they're there in the middle of the night taking these phone calls while they have full-time jobs, they have mm-hmm. a home, they have a family. And I was just so incredibly moved by that.
Yeah.
So I thought, well, why shouldn't I go out and do something for them?
Right.
So the basic mission of the tour is to seek, serve, and celebrate amazing people that yeah. are doing extraordinary
There's
things.
Your dad.
That's my daddy.
Oh, I love the 70s shirts.
My dad was a psychedelic rock
yeah.
star,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah.
He was the stuff.
He had the beard before it was popular to have this.
Yeah. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yeah. So that's the basic mission of yeah. the tour is yeah. to go out and celebrate these people, organizations, individuals that are going above and beyond to make people's lives better. But it's mm-hmm. also to shed light on the importance of speaking up, you know,
yes.
say, I need help.
Yeah.
You know, there's nothing wrong with it. There's
Absolutely.
Such a stigma about it. And it's so taboo. And it's so unfortunate.
Yeah.
It's beyond unfortunate.
Well, I mean, you know, it's as new seems to be, and the hard part is, and maybe it's just the prevalence of things, you know, the onslaught of so much mm-hmm. That, you know, I feel like people can get overwhelmed.
Oh, easily.
And that is part of what one of the triggers for somebody might be. I mean, I know myself from the things that I take on. We've talked about this. Mm-hmm. The things that you take on, you feel the overwhelming, you know, weight on your shoulders and the world on your shoulders, and you have to find outlets, but you definitely need people to continue to buoy you up. I think that's part of why, you know, Dalton and I started the restaurant, honestly, was a selfish reason of having people connect mm-hmm. And share sort of love. There's no, you know, there's no TV, there's no gaming, there's nothing that will drive you away from what you're doing in the present. And I think that's part of what, you know, that present is being present with somebody, whether that's who you bring to brunch with you or bring out with you or go see a show with. I think that's on the House Seat side of things, is getting people out and getting people doing things. And you know, we've had people on our website, honestly, because our website is such a diverse makeup of the locals. And I think one of the things people have written us in is, you know, you helped me get over the loss of my father or the loss of my spouse. We used to go to shows together. Because we've been in business for 11 years. And so there's some of these members they've written us and said, my husband passed away. My wife passed away. Shows bring me to another place and bring me to a place of loving myself and being out there and being, you know, part of the world.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I think that, so the interesting thing about this tour. So Tanya is, you know, what is the ultimate goal you have for Good Spirits Tour? I think you were talking about having a huge gala, you know, sometime in the winter time of this year.
I'd love to bring people
Lake,
here
Vegas, and,
for
yeah.
a wonderful weekend.
Yeah. We got a lot to offer people visiting mm-hmm. from outside.
And to do exactly what you're talking about, let them go to a show,
yeah.
you know, take them to see some of our incredible entertainment that's in our own backyard.
Yeah.
Amazing meals, DW.
Yeah, no, I don't have to plug it. She plugged it for me.
Yeah. Yeah. No. But that's how we met.
Yeah. DW. Yeah, that is. Mm-hmm. And that, like I said, I mean, it is creating environments where you're continuing to do that personal interaction.
It's really about just going out and being real with people.
Yeah.
Sharing my story, hearing their stories.
Yeah. Not being afraid.
Putting it
to,
out
yeah,
there.
Yeah.
And just celebrating the goodness that is in the world, because I believe that there's so much more good than bad. You know, right. The bad gets all the news.
Yeah, that's correct.
But there are incredible human beings everywhere. And the most common thing you hear from somebody that may have attempted suicide, failed, yeah, and is they're always grateful that
right,
it didn't work.
Right.
You know, they always bounce back, which is beautiful.
Right.
But they always say, I just wanted to know if anybody cared that I was going to be gone.
Yeah.
People just want to know they matter.
Yeah.
It's the universal condition.
That is absolutely
it's
correct.
All of us. We yeah, just want to know that our lives here matter. So if I can go out and let people know, yeah, you matter.
Yeah.
You still matter. You matter to me. I don't know you, but yeah, I know you.
But for you, when you're talking about like, when you go to these particular cities, like I know the roster of cities, and I don't know if you have it listed on the site where you're visiting or if there are more surprises in the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we won't give away all the details, but she is visiting a few house seat cities that we know of. And
all of the house
people.
Seat cities.
All
yes,
the house, all of the house seat cities.
All of the house seat cities. There's 10 cities for yep, 2016.
Yeah. That's so fantastic.
And we're just going to go in, do acts of kindness, some that are random, some yeah, that are planned, do things for organizations, take them catered lunch, take them a masseuse yeah, for the day,
yeah,
hand out spa packages, you know, whatever we can do just to say, hey, you know, we appreciate what you're doing. But then also going out and just raising some vibrations, you know, yeah, for veterans, you know, going and visiting with yeah, veterans and visiting with elderly, you know, just taking flowers to an assisted living place. Whatever we can do, wherever right, we're at in that moment to make somebody smile or happier, then it's great.
Sometimes we talk here on the show, and I know this is one of the things that we mentioned, is raising the frequency mm-hmm, of life. We're all about, you know, Tanya and I have talked about this a lot at the law of attraction, and really what you think about, you bring about in people. Raising the frequency of people. And you can feel that when you know, when you see a great show, when you hear a great song, when something reminds you of, you know, something that raises your awareness. And I think that's all we need to do as people on this earth is to raise our awareness of others.
And ourselves.
Yeah. Because mm-hmm, I think that's what separates most of us is the awareness that you have something you're dealing with. And I think, you know, what you're doing, I see a bus in your future. I see, mm-hmm, I see like, you know, Oprah have the what was that called? The dream bus went around. Mm-hmm. I can see a wrapped bus with the Good Spirits logo and you getting out of it and bringing different celebrities and people all around. I mean, is that a mission you feel like? Do you see? I always go to like the go-to. What is the end result something? You see the trajectory of what the Good Spirits tour could do.
If I'm being completely honest, yeah, I really don't know what it looks like, but I know what it feels like.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool.
It feels grand.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like bliss
yeah,
for me. And it feels like, you know, doing something remarkable to carry Dad's legacy.
Yeah.
You know, so
yeah,
I can sit and whine and cry and be angry.
Yeah.
But it's not going to serve anyone. It's certainly right, not going to serve myself, and it's not going to serve his memory.
Right.
But if I can go out and save somebody else's dad or yeah, brother or sister, then I mean, what better thing to do with your life
yeah,
than that?
You know? Well, she's, you know, Tanya's definitely channeled her pain mm-hmm, into something productive and to something that will benefit each person that she comes across. 'Cause she's done that for me.
Aww,
I know that when she texts me, I feel that way. So what we're going to take out of this, go to goodspiritstour.com. See how you can help, donate, get involved. If you're in the city, talk to people. She'll be in a city near you coming soon. Thank you for coming by.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you for bringing your homemade goodies.
And enjoy the whiskey.
And she brought one for Chris Phillips, who comes on when we return.
Woohoo!
Woohoo!
Yay!
Run, 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 run
I love it. Okay, we're back with our honey.
Is that what you want to call me?
Yeah. We're the- Oh, I know this is going to be way too much fun. Oh, my God.
By the way, was that really my hair at one point on that video I just saw? That, did I really bleach it?
It has a lot of volume. I like your hair.
Well, what little I have left.
No,
that's very
it looks
kind
good.
Of you. Well, thank you. Cheers to you and congratulations on the show.
Cheers to you.
This is fantastic.
He didn't even know we do this. So we have met. Chris and I have
met. Well, I don't know anything
ago.
That goes on during the day.
That's
to be
okay,
quite
right.
Frank.
Yeah. He's a vampire in the day. Look at you. Look how young that.
God, like, that's when I had a good hairline. I'm so.
I like that.
That was just a couple years ago.
You, okay, so you've been at, because I remember coming to see you, you were at the Palms, right?
That is correct.
Palms, and then even before that was the Monte Carlo, the brew pub.
Well, if you want a chronological order, came here over 10 years ago from Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah.
The Fertittas brought me out here to open their property called Red Rock.
Uh-huh, right.
And that was about 10 and a half years ago.
Yeah.
We were there for a couple years.
So you were stationed first.
We were at stations first.
Gotcha.
And then we went to the Palms.
Okay.
From there, we did 6 months there while we were waiting for the Monte Carlo to build us a stage and a dressing room thing at the Monte Carlo. We went there for a year where I got to do not only my, what I'm kind of known for, which is my Zoe Bowie high-energy nightclub concert thing.
Oh, yeah.
But they also allowed me to kind of fulfill a big fantasy I had since I was a young kid, and that was to produce the Vintage Vegas Big Band show in their showroom, which at the time was the Lance Burton Theater.
Showroom, right.
And so on Sunday nights, we did that as well. So we were there for a year, and then we ended up going back to Red Rock for several years. And then during that time, we'd performed on Fremont every week, downtown Grand, South Point.
Yeah. Yeah. Valleys. I feel like I run into you a lot of places.
Jail. Did I mention that?
He performs over at the Clark County Detention Center. That's what I hear coming in there. It's not the basketball games. It's you getting them riled up there. No. So I am very certain that you have come across the Zoe Bowie show and Chris Phillips and his high energy. Because you have been with Red Rock. You had been with Station for over 10 years in that sense.
Yes, we sure had.
Yeah. And so I'm sure everyone who's watching, everyone has been touched.
Got to look good in a bikini. I got to be honest. Look at that. Oh, wait, that's.
Oh, yeah. Sharp dresser. Amazing voice and seriously so much fun to watch you on stage because you have a charismatic way about you. In fact, you had a show on this network, I'm told, the Talktales show. You were.
We did?
You had a show. Ah! He remember. Was drinking on here way before I chose to drink on this show. You know, you know how he gets you on the network, right?
Yes, that was
called secret.
You know what, to be honest, that was actually, and to be quite...
He's so bad.
Oh, he doesn't want me to talk about it.
No,
I forgot because
we
had
talk about how he got me on here.
No, we had a lawsuit regarding it.
Oh.
No, it was called
Lala.
It was what the hell was it called? Oh, it was called I'm kidding. It was I think it was one of the coolest things I've ever done. I loved it. It was called Talktales with Chris Phillips and it was and it was me and I would come and I would drink and then I'd end up taking off too many clothes and then they'd have to
No, I'm not opposed to that on this
I got
program.
To interview
We've had boobs pop out, so I'm okay with side boob coming out of there. It's okay. I see it, I can say.
Hey, for
oh, I'm hot already.
Maybe my second cocktail will talk. That in the 20 spot, you know, you get anything you need out of me.
For 20, I'll show you personal. Mm, there you go. You can show them where the stars live. Line from Pretty Woman. Hey. Mm-hmm. I don't need any change back from that.
What was that under the table?
Oh,
gee, but watch that.
That's
buddy.
My leg. We have to sit very close together. They keep talking about how close together you have to sit.
Well, can we do another cheers? Because I have to and try it.
Something. It's delicious.
It was just some moonshine you whipped up at
so
your
Tanya,
bathroom. Or
our friend Tanya out here, she whipped that up.
Oh, cool. Well, I'll enjoy this then.
It has a nice effort. Honestly, so she comes into the restaurant. She comes into DW too. And I didn't know she
wonderful.
Really had this hidden talent. She can definitely bring this by and drop it off to Rudy anytime. We can serve this. Can you do that? That's a question for
the liquor board.
Okay.
You know what I love is the fact that she knows we like a double roofie in each. And so I'm...
Again, this is going to get very interesting later. There's a lot of table room on here, Chris. It's okay.
I don't take much space or time.
Oh, my. Okay.
How do you know what that means?
I don't know either.
Or at least that's what my girlfriend said. I don't
today.
Even...
Hey. Oh, well. Hi, Jay. Thanks for the outfit today, by the way. Yeah, he's my stylist and my fiancé.
See, I've been trying to grow my beard out like yours for the last year, and I hope that I reach this thing they refer to as puberty one of these days, because If you notice real close, I have to pencil it in.
Oh,
right here.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It's a very distinct line you have going on
there.
It is. Yeah,
because nice. You know, and then the rest of it is colored with that men's Grecian formula thing. I started using that because it's
Grecian,
solid.
The Grecian formula.
Solid gray. I try to call it blonde.
Oh my god. Oh.
So I'm nothing but fake tan, fake teeth, fake beard.
Oh, look at you there pouring cocktails for twins. Is that?
Oh, you see, that's from the Cocktails days. Oh. Yes,
that was Dom.
That was pre-beard.
Oh, House Seats Presents doesn't have that budgie yet. Whoops. Oh, I love it.
See, why is drinking kind of a common theme in my life? I'm getting,
you know, it's okay.
Kind of typecast as the local drunk. And that's just not true.
You know,
I'm a statewide.
Statewide, you have there's an APB out on you. Oh, look, he's opening a bottle of wine.
Frankie, that's the only guy that could outdrink me in Las Vegas. Right there.
The entire bottle out. Wow.
What, do you have a collage of my habits?
I think he pulled this. I didn't send this.
Oh my god, I love this,
Frankie Shinta. Oh my god. I love it. All right.
God,
well,
you really threw that together quick, Scott.
And
I'm impressed with your
editing. This is the whole career,
skills.
So we don't need any more information about you. That was it. Just the drinking. I see you. Well, I run into you at DW.
Yes, which is one of my favorite eateries in town.
Much. He's always, and I love that you're there because you're always at that magic hour where you kind of own the restaurant. You're there kind of, I love it. We don't do happy hour, but he's definitely there happy during the hours.
I have them
there.
Open it up at 3 a.m.
He does. He shows up. It's fun. So, I'm gonna mention the fact that Zoe Bowie had, you know, so much tenure in Vegas and brought out everyone. I mean, like I said, everyone has seen the show. From you
except
performing.
My friends. I swear to God, I can't get them.
When I first heard House Seats, no one of my friends joined, so it's okay. It takes a while for them to come around. I think one of my friends just joined this week. He's like, how does your site work? 11 years later, I'm like, oh. Then he goes, is there a promo code to join? I'm like, no. It's the same price, 11 years, you just joined. Don't ask me. I'm not going to help you out. Anyways, right. Sorry. Not calling him out. But no, so I am going to touch on the fact that when you got to play your Vintage Vegas show, and now when you played House Seats Presents, we did the Sinatra show at the top of Mandalay Bay, the House of Blues Foundation Room. You got
yes.
to fill part of that. You did.
That is correct.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, this is the new show here.
Yeah. Well, I'm getting there. We have the voice. The voices in my head keep talking. It's okay. It's all right. You're now over at the South Point. Michael Libinati, entertainment director over there, has opened a new showroom in there for the likes of you, Travis Kalore, and a lot of people putting on what they want and being able to put in. Your show over here is called...
It's called Chris Phillips, which is the first time I've ever used my real name in 24 years of singing.
And I will tell you, this half hour is sponsored by Christopher Phillips Attorney, because that's one of the things that pops up when you're looking for Chris Phillips Las Vegas is attorney at law. If you need tax attorney, no, I'm just kidding. You're right with him right there at the same time, but I want to let you know that. So
I'm popping up right now and I don't even know why.
Oh my.
Chris Phillips, yeah. Vegas Straight Up yeah. is something that I have wanted to do since frankly, way before I came
life.
To Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I've wanted to do that ever since the 70s when I used to come here
yeah.
and see my idols
yeah.
perform on stage. And I thought, man, that would be so cool to have a show based on these guys that had these fake tan, crazy teeth, crazy hair. And I thought, I want to do that for a living. Like, my yeah. first show I ever saw was Tony Orlando. And
yeah,
and
yeah.
I saw Frank Sinatra mm-hmm. and Sammy Davis, then seeing guys like Don Rickles and Paul Anka. And I was like, yeah. man, what a cool life that would be to just stand on stage with yeah. a cocktail in your hand, a light in your face, and yep. a big orchestra band behind you with yeah. this wall of sound
yeah.
that
yeah.
to me is what Vegas was all about.
Yeah. It's
what Vegas
still,
sounds
to me,
like.
That's what I relate
I
to.
I do too.
Yeah.
And so I came here with kind of an agenda and a yeah. mission to, yeah. in a small way, keep that type of entertainment alive mm-hmm. and more importantly, that type of atmosphere.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where people can.
Yeah.
On a Saturday night, go and get dressed up, for goodness sake, which mm-hmm. nobody does anymore in this
right.
town. And listen
to
the
them slowly, but yeah. Well, yeah,
yeah, I yeah. know. And, you know, I love the music that I consider to be kind of the soundtrack to the city.
Yep.
And it's the music performed Amen. By Stephen Eady and Bobby yep. Darin and Elvis and Tom Jones and these iconic figures that just are synonymous with Las Vegas.
Yeah.
And so when I was growing up, I had no intention of wanting to put out records or go on tour or go to L.A. or New York. I wanted to be the Vegas guy.
I love it.
And have my own showroom and my own show and have the Vegas lifestyle as much as I wanted a
yeah.
Vegas show.
Yeah.
And I've been very fortunate over the last 10 years
yeah.
to...
You found a vehicle to get there.
You know, somehow make a living doing what I love.
Yeah.
Because I'd pay to do what I do, quite
yeah.
frankly.
Yeah.
I love getting to perform. And now particularly with this vintage Vegas show, I'm really pursuing my passion to the fullest. But, you know, I also still very much am involved with how I got here, which was to call myself Zoe Bowie for the last 24 years and act like a complete middle-aged drunk juvenile delinquent. And that's
like
worked
that,
out. Oh, jeez.
Oh, my God. Yeah, that was one of my personal favorites right there.
Look at that face.
That's really high. Were you a basketball player once?
Oh, my God.
That's really good.
You know, it's not my best angle.
Mm. I'm only looking at you from here. I'm not looking under the table.
But, you know, that proves my point that I get to go out and act like a complete ignoramus and somehow get away with it. Mm-hmm. But I've been having a blast because my whole thing is I love singing and performing.
Yeah.
But more importantly, I love making people happy.
Right.
And that's why I got into this. Yeah. Because what influenced me was not necessarily them singing and the music. It was the feeling that these entertainers gave me that I wanted to someday think that maybe I could in turn give that to somebody else.
Correct.
And inspire them in one way or another. And so I think over the years I've been able to perform in front of millions of people. Mm-hmm, I've done 4,000 shows.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've still yet to become anything close to rich or famous or well known. So, you know, it's working out great for
love.
Me. Huh?
You're doing what you love.
I am doing what I love.
When we talk, we've talked
100%. And the thing I love most about it is that I don't have to be somebody else or play a role in a show or a character. I am 100%.
Yeah.
Who I am on stage, that I am off the stage. It's just, it has a musical soundtrack for 2 hours.
And that is an absolutely accurate statement because that is how you are when I see you out as a person. You are exactly that same authentic self.
And again, that's why I can't keep a show.
Well, I will say, hats off to Michael and everyone at the South Point for doing this because showrooms have disappeared in that sense. Oh, they're coming back in that
really
sense because, I remember going to Bellagio. We were talking about this at the top of show. Bellagio had the Allegro Lounge, the Fontana Bar before they made way for, Ultra Lounges and other little type rooms. I'm happy that they're doing this because aside from, the Smith Center Cabaret Jazz Room, maybe Boulder Station, there's very few limited places that are doing, with Matt Goss show closing his show, and he has done a really nice job in that intimate showroom creating old Vegas.
To me, in my opinion, he and his show was one of the few things you could go to that really reflect an era and a style that is just dissipating and sad. And you touched on it in the sense that the venues are disappearing.
Yeah.
However, with that said, I do feel finally, for the first time in many years, the pendulum swinging back towards live entertainment. There are some new venues that have opened. They're a little larger than something that, local artists typically would be able to fill.
Yeah.
Like the Foundry, the Brooklyn Bowl, things like that are great music venues.
Yeah.
But in terms of the old traditional small showroom or large lounge where you can come in, have some cocktails, socialize and watch, some kind of very hard to find.
Yeah.
And so the fact that South Point and Michael allowed me to come in here and they took a chance and they invested a lot of money in lights and sound, as you can see, that didn't exist a couple weeks ago.
You've got good lighting on
and
you, absolutely.
And it's been so much fun. They extended me now. We were supposed to be just a limited engagement for 2 months and they extended me through August, which allows me to do, as you can see here, the thing that I love most is the camaraderie of entertainers in this town, where I get to bring guests in, like you see Rich Little here,
and
the other I had Gordy Brown this past weekend, and Rob Garrett, who does this Neil Diamond thing, is amazing, Chadwick, guys from the Jersey
Johnson.
Boys,
yeah.
Mark Chinook, who has Money's Dark. These guys are not just entertainers, they're buddies of mine.
Yeah.
And that's what I think makes it fun to come in and see friends interact on stage, have a couple drinks and tease each other. And it turns into kind of like a roast at the same time, which to me is the essence of what Vegas entertainers were about. If you go back to the Dean Martin roasts and to have somebody who actually was involved in that scene on stage with me, it's beyond a kind of a surreal dream come true for me. It's something that I think something that comes more natural to me than anything I do.
Well, I mean, you still have them.
And if I can make a living doing something that I enjoy that much, it's kind of a childhood fantasy that I'm getting to live out here in Las Vegas, and it's so exciting, and
I'm
love it.
I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for coming on today. I'm proud of the show. Oh, we're almost out of time. I'm proud of Tanya for coming on and talking too. Continue to lift spirits. Continue to do what you're doing.
You're making me horny. I gotta be honest with you.
Okay, we're closing up. We're out. We'll see you next time. Come on up. Let's do a shot. Come here.
Down.